IGAD's executive secretary, Wokini Gebeyahu, says the free movement of persons and property will greatly benefit its peoples. He says member states will benefit from labor mobility and shared investments.
A free movement regime will facilitate higher volume of regional trade, improved access to basic social services, access by governments to unreached marginal communities, as well as improved governance of the rural areas.
Five member countries, notably Sudan, South Sudan, Ethiopia, Somalia, and now Uganda, have signed a protocol covering a combined population of about 300 million people. Gebeyahu says people's movements should not be restricted in a region beset by various problems.
We confront challenges of fragility in IGAD region arising from natural disasters, drought, floods, mudslides, landslides, desert locusts, a lot of things, and a conflict which is happening in our region.
JJ Odongo is Uganda's Minister of Foreign Affairs, who signed on behalf of his country. He said the protocol was long overdue.
It is useless for us to exist as an organization if we are not free to be part of that organization in each and every corner of that organization.
Kenya and Djibouti are the only remaining IGAD member countries yet to sign the document. For VOA News, I am Mugume Davis Rwakarinji in Kampala, Uganda.